It seems DMK ministers and seniors are vying with each other to prove their prowess, muscle power, mighty on party cadre in full public galore, to prove their performance and to show they still retain the skills which they had learnt and become adept during their initial days in the party. In the latest incident at Thalaivasal in Salem, when a DMK cadre attempted to shake hands with Sports Minister Udyanidhi Stalin, DMK minister and senior party leader Norts Nehru became enraged. Party workers were all standing on the dais, and cadres queued up to greet Udyanidhi Stalin. According to a video that went viral on social media, Minister Nehru grabbed the party workers' hands and hit him behind the head. The same treatment was meted out to a few more DMK cadres also by Nehru when they attempted to get close to Udyanidhi Stalin. His behavior reminded the way the bouncers function. Roughing up cadres by the DMK seniors is not new, and it is part and parcel of their party work. BJP State Chief K. Annamalai in a tweet, said, "Looks like the DMK ministers have taken a pledge to beat up people. A minister throwing stones a few days back and another is roughing up people now. Request the Chief Minister to provide protective equipment to keep us safe." Earlier on January 10, a video surfaced on social media showing DMK Minister Norts Nehru slapping a DMK ward councillor on the head during a government welfare program in Trichy. BJP state executive meeting held in Cuddalore on January 20 adopted a resolution against Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, DMK Organization Secretary R.S. Bharati and Platform Speaker Sivaji Krishnamurthy for their disrespectful remarks against Tamil Nadu Governor R.N. Ravi. It said, while Stalin had derogatorily referred to the governor in the singular, former Rajya Sabha member R.S. Bharati had noted that North Indians sell Pani Puri in Tamil Nadu, governor is like one of them. DMK party speaker, Krishnamurthy had said that a terrorist should be sent to kill the governor. Only very recently, another DMK minister for milk and dairy development, S.M. Nasser, was caught on camera losing his cool and throwing a stone, maybe a pebble or clod, at a party worker, allegedly over a delay in bringing chairs for him at a Tiruvallur event. In July last, a video clip of politician KKSSR Ramchandran, also known as Sattur Ramchandran, allegedly hitting a woman on her head with a petition went viral. Tamil Nadu BJP chief, Annamalai, demanded DMK Minister Ramchandran's resignation after tweeting a video of him hitting a woman with a piece of paper in Virudhunagar. Two DMK youth wing functionaries molested a police constable on protection duty in a public meeting in which MPs Kanimoji and Tamizachi Thangapandian participated in the first week of January in Chennai. Annamalai tweeted and criticized the chief minister that he remained a silent spectator to such incidents. Leader of opposition Edappadi K. Palaniswamy condemned Chief Minister M.K. Stalin, who holds the Home Department portfolio, for failing to ensure the safety of a woman police on duty, who the DMK functionaries reportedly harassed at their party's public meeting. A woman was manhandled by DMK cadre during a Gram Sabha meeting of M.K. Stalin. The incident happened in Devaraipuram in Thondamatha when the woman identified as Poonmudi, AIADMK Women's Wing President, in January 2021. When Governor R.N. Ravi was forced to walk out of the state assembly after a resolution was moved against him, senior party leader and education minister K. Poonmudi waved his hand, meaning go. They used singular forms while sitting in the house. At a public meeting, he introduced a woman by her caste, Dalit, and mocked the people for availing the free bus travel women. There have been such incidents regularly of DMK cadres vandalizing biryani and other merchandise for not giving them free of cost. A woman, Jayamani, functionary of the DMK was allegedly harassed at the protest against the non-formation of the Kaveri Management Board protest in 2018. She alleged that a youth wing cadre Prabhu of the party pinched her waist and pushed and shoved her. On November 1, the Chennai cybercrime wing booked DMK spokesperson Saidai Sadiq. He was reserved for his lewd remarks about female actors turned BJP leaders in Tamil Nadu. Saidai Sadiq mocked Khushbu Sundar and three other BJP leaders like actor Namitha, Gayatri Raghuram, now left, and Gautami, by calling them items, a derogatory way of referring to women. Ironically, none of the leaders from Dravidar Kazhagam and allies of DMK dares to condemn a series of events in which DMK cadre's self-respect has been insulted, as they fear losing material support from the ruling DMK government. Tamil media and some journalists attempt to trivialize these incidents by either making absurd interpretations or failing to publish the news. When similar incidents occurred during the previous AIADMK regime in TN and BJP at the center, they made it a point of discussion during primetime debates. Political commentator Priya Venkat said, DMK's motto is duty, dignity and discipline. If we go by the recent incidents, we can infer differently. Even its patriarch Karunanidhi used unparliamentary, abusive, indecent, lewd and derogatory remarks against his opponents, and he spared none right from Rajaji, Nehru, Indira Gandhi, Sonia Gandhi, Kamraj, L.K. Advani, M.G. Ramchandran, Jayalalitha, M. Bhattavachalam, left leader Jiva. It is no wonder, and we can expect from them who are claiming to follow in his footsteps. Its platform speakers spoke unprintable language against DMK's adversaries. Under the Dravidian rule, the public esteem, decency, decorum, and dignity were given a go-by and stooped to a new low.